Good afternoon, podcast family. Are you ready for another episode on the Justin Geary podcast? I made an episode like, what was it, like 5 days ago, and my voice was kind of shot, and it still is. It still is. I want to say it's better, and I went to the doctor for my annual checkup. Does anyone still go get annual checkups? I think that's like really good for you. You know, when you're a kid, you get those, and then you get an adult, and you're like, eh, I'll go there when I have a hernia or one of my spleen busts or, I don't know, some shit. But I don't know why I've kept it going. Maybe my parents or my mom or my doctor was cool and just, I feel good going to the doctor, you know? I don't like going to, like, the hospital for stuff. I get, like, an anxious feeling if I'm, like, I don't know, I need to go to the ER. Like, that's never happened, but it would just make me feel so anxious. But like, if I'm in good health, I love going. Maybe it's an ego thing. I like knowing that like all my shit's good in check. But I don't know, it just feels good. It feels like I'm getting the tune up on the car or something. I'm getting checked out, making sure everything's working okay. Anyways, they did an EKG on me, and my what is it called, there's all these acronyms. Your resting heart rate. I thought it started with a B. Your BPM? No, I don't know. Whatever. You would know. And it's 49. I was like, yes, that's so good. You know, because you're supposed to be like 60 and above. And if you're under 60, it means you're like in really good shape. And I was like, hell yeah. Good heart, bro. Good heart. We're going to make it far. Lots of broken hearts in here. Lots of love in here. You know, we're beating slow. We're moving slow. That's all I wanted to say today. Just joking. I've always made that joke. It's so funny. If I just like, okay, thanks for listening. I had the doctor look at my throat. That was my initial point. And she's like, you know, she put that little flashlight in there. And she's like, nah, you're fine. And I was like, all right, I guess. Like, I cough all night. I guess I'm okay. But anyways, it should be getting better. I kind of like the raspiness. I really do. It just sounds so different. I think I mentioned this. Like you kind of have a new voice, and now my mind thinks differently. If my voice sounded differently to me, I probably would go a different direction with my message. But sound affects us. Have you ever been spoken to by somebody and their tone affected you? You know. And then someone else would say the same thing, but they said it with a different tone, and it created a completely different effect, you know? I'm not even talking about pitch or volume. I just mean tone. Like, you can break somebody with tone. I guess in my case, this wouldn't really be tone, would it? I think it should, maybe distortion, auto-tune, some shit like that. I'm sipping some yerba mate, kicking back. Just in my room here. Happy to be on the microphone, man. I don't know what I'm going to do when I travel next. I'm going to Mexico City, guys. Never been to Mexico. Never been to Central America. Hit almost all continents except Australia. That's a continent, right? But never been to Central America. And never been to Asia. Yeah. I don't have an interest in Asia, you know? I don't know why. People are like, Japan. I'm like, I don't really care. I don't know. Nothing against China. I just don't really feel called to Asia. Eventually we'll get there. But anyways, going to Central America, never been there, and going to Mexico City in Mexico. So I have a friend, a fellow podcast listener, and just cool guy. Like, you know, when you start a podcast, you get in touch with old people because maybe they tune in, and then we hang out, and they feel like they know you because, I mean, I'm just shooting the shit with you right here, you know? Free and... anyways... He's like a really awesome dude that is like a vice president of a really big tech company. He's done really well for himself. And he's like, bro, you want to go to Mexico with me? I was like, because he talks like that, right? And I was like, dude, that'd be so cool. I'm like, when are you going? It's his birthday, Easter weekend. I just paid for my flight. And then we're going to go do a bunch of cool shit. Just Mexico, man. Mexico. I don't... It's funny. If you're listening to this podcast and you're an American, don't you feel like there's like this angst towards Mexico? I grew up in Miami and I'm like super Latin city, right? And even here, I can't imagine other parts of the States, wherever you're at. It's like Mexico? Like, that's a Mexican? Like, I don't know why. I was talking about this with a girl the other night who's Mexican. And she's like, you know, we've always been, like, seen as, like, the, like, you know, they give it to us. You know, we're hard workers. But she's like, but it stops there. I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like, that's all I see. That's all I see. Like, you know, you think of other countries and then you think of Mexico and, of course, food, right? You just associate them with tacos. And then hard workers, you know, give them that, like, out in the field or whatever is your vision in your head of a Mexican. And after that, guys, they might get the Aztecs. And that's it. Like, that's it. And then if you're being mean, you can go a whole lot of ways, right? And I think I was affected by that growing up. It's like, oh, they're Mexican. They're Mexican. They're Mexican. It wasn't even like an immigrant thing. It was just like, I don't know. It's kind of sad. And I noticed this in myself. And then I also noticed this group of people that were talking about amazing things about Mexico. And I'd be like, ah, never go there. Never go there. Never go there. But when you have it, I'm going there. And I watched one of those Netflix series with my friend who I'm going with because we hung out the other weekend. And it was about Mexico. And it was this person, like, I forgot the name, going around trying food. And, you know, they try food in Mexico. They show you all the different spots. And then, you know, the idea of the documentary or the show or whatnot is to, through food, show you culture, right? And this is how you get to really learn a culture, is through food and restaurants, because that's associated with people and emotions and conversation. And if you really dig into things, a lot of food that's native to a country has history behind it, and it ties into the roots of the reason why a country is the way it is. And something as so simple as food. And you know this is true. Like, if you've ever listened to this podcast, I tend to talk about food and its importance in our lives, but it's a very communal thing, sharing meals and even types of food and emotional associations with food and just the bringing together of clans and tribes. And it's just so cool how this works. And a country like Mexico, I mean, God, good heavens, it's filled with cultural understandings of food. I mean, we were learning about the history of Mexico in a tortilla. It was so cool. But yeah, so excited for Mexico. And any Mexicans out there listening, shit, we're going your way, man. We're going your way. Or maybe you got Mexican blood in you. It's time to represent. We're going to throw down. I'm gonna go to a Cruz Azul game, America game, or something like that. I'm trying to get into one of those hot air balloons that goes over the Aztec, you know, ruins and stuff. And I just want to meet a hot Mexican chick, you know? I don't know. Just I'm trying to have a good time. And, of course, like, just to connect with my friend. And what else do you do when you travel? You know what I did? I went to ChatGPT and I said, what to do on Mexico on Easter weekend? And I have an itinerary, thanks to artificial intelligence. Anyways, guys, I don't necessarily have a message for today's podcast. I think that's healthy sometimes. You know, a lot of times we click on these links and shit, and it's like, you know, there's like something that needs to be given, and certainly like building up to this one truth, and that's good. But I really just wanted to come on and say what's up, you know, say what's up. That's really it. Maybe that's the message. After Mexico, I'm going to San Diego, May 3rd, and I'll be there for Cinco de Mayo in San Diego, which is like, I guess that's got a lot of Mexican heritage there too. So I'll be celebrating because I'm going to go visit one of my boys who is Mexican, and he's like, dude, I'm going to show you like the roots, bro. He's in my program. He's a coach, and I helped him become a coach himself. And he's Mexican, and he like really represents, bro, like, you know, la raza. And he's like, I'm gonna show you the best Cinco de Mayo. So we're gonna kick it out there. I'll be there from May 3rd through 8th. And here's another thing. He's a tattoo artist, and so I actually I want to get tattoos, guys. And he's like the dude, you know, like he's got ink all over him. So I really want to get tatted. But when I say tatted, I don't mean like, you know, I'm gonna get a sunflower on my butt, like, you know, like one of those one tattoo things. Like,
I don't know why I thought of that, but I don't know. The truth came out. But I just want to get like a shit ton of ink on me. Is that too much to tell you? Like, is that shocking? I want to fucking just blast myself up with ink. Like I want to go Peruvian, like that Inca art. And I just want to put it all over my chest and my shoulders. I'm not joking, guys. I'm like really being honest here. Like, yeah, like I just want to fucking, I want to change. It sounds weird when you tell people I want to change my identity, because that sounds so like you're not secure. But I kind of mean it like enhance my identity, you know, because I think you can really like hide behind ink, right? Or be someone you're not. So when I say change my identity, I think what I really mean is like I love who I am, but I want to pop, you know? And I think when you get that ink, you pop. Maybe some of you wouldn't agree with that. Like, Justin, you don't need tattoos to pop, okay? Like, you're right. You're right. But I want to do something drastic. I know some of you listening are like, Jay, bro, I'm going to text you right now, dog. Like, nah, dog, don't do that, bro. Dog, Jay, dog. Have you thought about this, bro? Have you prayed about this? Like, yeah, like for a couple of years now. And yeah, like I want every piece of ink to have the meaning. I want to connect with my Incan heritage, as I was saying, and put some really cool Inca art on me. I mean, have you seen Peruvian art, guys? Have you seen the art of Machu Picchu? It deserves to be on more bodies, but it's not. Everyone goes for the Azteca or the Samoan art or Chinese symbols. And no, we need to put Peruvian art on bodies, and I'm a little Peruvian, so I deserve to have some Incan art on me. But I don't want to just put a llama on my pec, all right? I want to put some more shit all over my chest. So we're going through the art right now with me and my friend, and we're gonna see how this goes down. But if all goes well, oh, you're gonna see some drastic pictures. Yeah. Some good. So, yeah. Yeah, and it keeps you, it really will change you. I don't know because I don't have it, but that's what everyone tells me. It's like, what? Are you ready for this, Justin? Are you ready for, you know, nothing's going to be the same once you do this, right? Like, oh, man, you guys are scaring me. Anyways, thought I'd tell you that. Oh, this is going long, huh? 13 minutes here. I thought this was just supposed to be a little check-in. So, yeah, we got Mexico, San Diego, tattoo art, how I'm feeling, my throat, my EKG results. I'm sipping on some yerba mate. If you haven't, buy yourself some yerba mate. This will be my last point, and we'll wrap up, okay, guys? Yerba mate, I've talked about it before, spoken about it to y'all. It's this tea that they mainly drink in countries like Argentina and Uruguay and some parts of Brazil. And it is a tea that will keep you full. And that's why I love it, because I'm an emotional eater. So mid-afternoon, I'll have some yerba mate and it kills my hunger for like 3 hours. Or maybe you don't struggle with like hunger shit, but you like getting focused for a long period of time. Yo, I'm on the yerba mate right now. Like, I put the hot water in the tea and I sip it, and it's got some mystical elements to it, and just, it has caffeine, let's be honest. That's probably what drives the focus. But there's also other chemicals, or not chemicals isn't the best word, whatever they call it, stimulants, I don't know, brain food, and it keeps me so focused, man. It keeps me so wired. So I really recommend yerba mate. I couldn't get it at my local grocery store. I had to go to an indigenous store and pick it up. But, you know, it's so worth it, man. Like, I drink this every day. And I used to do, like, coffee in the afternoon. And it just would give me, like, heart palpitations and shit. Now I just sip yerba mate. What do you sip, huh? What do you sip during the day? What do you drink, huh? Water? Crystal Light? Diet Coke? Come on. Come on, you need to sip on something. You don't even drink anything? What do you have, Mountain Dew? Huh? You chew tobacco? What do? I drink fucking yerba mate. Eh? All right, guys. This is a different podcast, right? Just, you know, just wanted to come on. Like I said, no real truth. Just want to say what's up. I'm about to ride out to the cafe and get on a call with somebody. I go to Capital One Cafe. Those are cool. And I got some friends out there that work there. Say what's up, jump on a call, and then come back and have dinner. I bought a bike, but I'm going to end here because I could go on about that. But we're going to keep this to like 15 minutes. But I did buy a bicycle, so I'm going to ride bike over there. All right, anyways. Love you guys, all right? I'm not going to ask you to write a review. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you that. I'm not going to ask you. Not gonna ask you to rate my show. I'm not gonna do that. Okay. I'm just gonna sign off here. All right, man. Love you guys. Have a good rest of your day. I'll see you next time on the J A Podcast.